the Boss Man Show, with a friend of the show, a friend of mine, Coach Josh Pastor of our Yellow Jackets, the Georgia Tech. Coach, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. good to see you. Great, some great games coming up this week at State Farm on Saturday. A lot of really good basketball. I know we'll talk about that. Talk a little about the season at this point. But good to be on with you. Happy late Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy upcoming New Year. So to you and all the listeners.
It's good to see you on Friday. I know it's for a short period. It's good to see you on Friday. I've been over to McCamish show for almost 2 years. So I said, I'm going to stop by and see Josh while I'm in the area real fast. It's good to see you on Friday, man.
Good to see you. You look great as always, and happy that you came on by.
Yes, sir. Well, Josh, I mean, I'm going to tell you this, man. The record's got 5 wins, but I like what I'm seeing from you guys, that you're all getting tested early, getting ready for conference play coming up here. So how do you feel about that? Seeing you guys seeing different styles, getting tested early, close games, adversity early. So as you grow into January, February, and ultimately March, you're prepared for this going forward.
Yeah, you know, look, I mean, we've had some tough games. I mean, there's no denying that. But look, and you and I talked about this in the preseason, the last time I was on. We lost two studs in Alvarado and Moses Wright. Moses Wright was the ACC Player of the Year. Alvarado was the Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, we lost two studs. And at Georgia Tech, when you lose two studs like that, it's just, you're not trying to come right the next year and just finish where you just started, you know, or start where you just finished. There's going to be some, there's going to be some ebb and flow with some things throughout, throughout that, when you lose guys like that. So as I've told everybody, we were going to have a little, it was going to be choppy and rocky during November and December, because we were going to play with young guys. Some older guys are going to have to fill their new roles without guys like Alvarado and Moses Wright. So it was just going to take time for our team to gel, for our team to understand each other, to make sure, for me to even understand our team. And I said to everybody, I really think we're going to be really good when we get to ACC play. Now, yes, we just played North Carolina just the other day, but I don't count, even though it's an ACC game, when I talk about ACC play, I'm talking where you're playing twice a week the rest of the season of all ACC games. And that happens after Christmas. So, you know, we've got some great opportunities in front of us. And we've played some really good games. We've had a couple good wins. We've had a couple tough losses, but that's what I said. We were going to be a little choppy in November and December. We were going to be a little up and down until we kind of just start, some of those guys continue to fill in their roles. And as you know, the key is in kind of where we're at with ACC play. And that all being said, we got a great opportunity Saturday versus LSU at State Farm at 6 o'clock.
Most definitely, Joshua. I try to tell people about your team is that, hey, just be patient. I just enjoy the process, because it's a process. It's not overnight, but I think fans will understand the way you and I understand it. That, hey, it's a process. And yes, we had a great year last year, but that's last year's team. This is 21-22 Yellow Jackets. We're, like you said, losing two studs, okay? So, fans, be patient and enjoy the process. And come out to McCamish, support your Yellow Jackets through and through.
Well, no, you're right. I mean, it is a process, and nothing's going to just happen overnight. And look, we want to win every single game that we play, obviously. And we have a tough and a good schedule. And like, for example, North Carolina was older than us. And I've said this, the best way for Georgia Tech to be successful is to get old and stay old. And last year we were really old. Even the year before that, we were really old. And my first year when we were really good, we were really old. So we're a little younger in some areas, you know, like, for example, Bubba Parham. He's not playing. He would have been a real good addition for us, but he's a torn meniscus. He would have been an older guy for us. So he's been out. So like North Carolina on Sunday was just an older team than we were. And sometimes experience does matter. But the more we play, the better we're going to get. And I'm just telling everyone, I really like this team. I really like our group. We just got to stay the course. Got some great games coming up. We've got these next 2 weeks where we only play two games, two very good teams in LSU and Southern California, LSU and then USC. But we have these next 2 weeks to really practice, to get better, to fix and clean things up, make adjustments that need to be made, and hopefully get ready for that stretch run in ACC play.
And Josh, Saturday, 10 steals. So I'm seeing improvement defensively for you guys, because 10 steals for you guys is good. Now, you didn't convert as much as what you wanted to on those turnovers, but you're still getting them. that's very important to your defense and getting your offense set on down the side of the floor there.
Yeah, you know, we run a very complex system defensively and offensively, but especially defensively. And one of the things that makes our defense successful is when you do have older guys who've been in the system, who know that, because we do play a complex zone. We play different zone defenses. And one of the things, and we've been a very good defensive team, and one of the things that we've been good at is forcing teams into turnovers. But you're right. We have not, that it hasn't yielded enough points for us. We're not taking enough advantage of some of the turnovers that we forced this year. We've also got to be better in some areas defensively and guarding the three-point shot. That's got to be better for us, especially in our zone. We're fine in man, but against our zone, teams are getting too many open looks, and we've got to clean some things up. They got to understand, you know, our rules and some of the things that we do there. I also felt offensively we're running good stuff, but we're pounding the ball a little too much, giving it a little bit of a headache instead of keeping it moving and trying to. Because we're lower on assist on our made field goals than where I would like to be at this point. And then obviously, you know, we got to take care of the ball. You know, we've had some turnovers. What's really hurt us is the live, like versus North Carolina, those live ball turnovers.
Yeah.
If you get a turnover and it's a dead ball turnover, at least you can go back and set your defense up. And it's not, as I like to call it, you know, a pick six for the opponent, where they just pick six and go right to the end zone. So we've got to eliminate those live ball turnovers. They've been a real, you know, they've bit us in the rear a few times this year already.
Yeah, and I like that you've improved on that as well, on 10 turnovers Saturday, matching what you did against Lamar. So I feel like you're getting – the guys are getting together because you're playing a young guy. You know, Mr. Debo is a young man playing the guard for you, a lot of minutes there. So he's – this is his first time in the fire here. So he's going to make some mistakes. So fans, once again, Tech is getting better every day. It's going to be good for you come January, February, fans. It's just, be patient. It's just, a lot of these guys are playing really well, in my opinion. It's going to get better, get more experience out there.
Yeah, well, and that's what I keep saying. The more we play, the more experience we'll get, the better we'll get, and, you know, we'll go from there on that. And then, you know, look, Saturday's a great opportunity for us playing LSU in the State Farm at 6 o'clock. You know, LSU, they came out with the net rankings, which is what the NCAA – kind of gives the rankings based on resumes and for the NCAA tournament, and LSU is number two in the net rankings. So, you know, they're a quad one game for us. So it's a great opportunity. They're undefeated. They're top 25 in the country. I mean, heck, the following Saturday, we play USC, Southern California in Phoenix, top 25 in the country, number 7 in the net rankings. So these next two Saturdays got big games, huge opportunities for us. Excited to kind of see where our team's at.
And Josh, how cool is it to play for your guys at the State Farm Arena down the road from your school? You know, the Hawks play there, as you know. Atlanta is a big basketball capital of the world. A lot of your guys are from Georgia. So getting to play in that arena where they see their Hawks play all the time, that's make your guys really amped for that. And playing actually a great coach team by Will Wade and those guys over at LSU.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, look, I mean, every one of our kids wants to play in the NBA, obviously, and be able to play in the NBA, in an NBA arena at State Farm is a special place. And like you said, you know, the Atlanta Hawks are, you know, are the top tier of the team, of the basketball within the city. And you know, the bottom line is it's a great opportunity. Our guys are excited, and LSU is really good. Coach Wade does a great job with their team. They're very well coached. They've got some really good players. They're a very good basketball team. So they've got good talent and good players, but they're a very good basketball team. And Coach Wade's done a great job with them. We'll have to play our best game of the year if we want to have an opportunity to beat them on Saturday. Again, the game's at 6 o'clock on State Farm. Chris Williams, who's kind of organized the event, has done a great job with putting these event together. I mean, last year we got to play Kentucky and State Farm and had a win against Kentucky. So it should be a great opportunity. There's four really good games of basketball on Saturday at State Farm, not just us and LSU, but Clemson's playing, Auburn's playing, Nebraska's playing. Drake.
West Kentucky with Rick Stansberry. I'll tell you, it's a great day for a neutral site in one day MT. You can't beat that.
No, and if you're a basketball fan, you're getting four really good games, eight really good teams, all at State Farm, and you don't have to leave Atlanta to watch them.
No doubt. And Josh, kind of mentioned about Bubba, how's he doing his rehab? And I know you wish you had him out there, but how's he doing personally after being out for a little while here so far this season?
Yeah, no, he's doing better. I mean, look, you know, it hurts our team not having him because he was a starter last year in the ACC championship team for us. And so not having him hurts. But, you know, I mean, I've told you know this, you cover sports. Part of being having a good year, good season, you also got to stay healthy.
Oh, yes.
And I mean, those are some things just out of your control. And so he was one of our key guys that we were counting on this year. And unfortunately, he's been out to this point. He has a torn meniscus. So he's been doing all the rehab, and we'll see when he comes back. I think he'll have an opportunity to be cleared by the time after Christmas when we play against Syracuse and in ACC play. But, you know, again, that's going to all be based on the medical doctors and the trainers and determine when that time frame happens.
And Joshua, what I also want to bring up with you is this, man. I love how you guys are winning the battle of rebounding. Six or eight games, you guys have won the rebounding battle. So if you defend and get those rules and principles of the zone down, rebounding the basketball, every night you have a chance to win. Because as we both, me and you all talked about this last year before, it's sometimes make or miss, you know. So you can make shots every night, but that defense rebounding can travel no matter where you go. If you get those two pieces of the puzzle together, you should have a chance every night.
Yeah, no, rebounding matters. Rebound's a hustle stat. Rebound's an effort stat. And we've done a good job this year for the most part on the glass. And that's got to continue to be a staple for us. And, you know, that's just got to continue to be a staple for us as we move forward.
No doubt. And last one I got for you, Josh, is this. The leadership of Michael DeVoe. I mean, he's been scoring points like crazy, defending like crazy for you guys. Talk about his leadership of this team so far this year, leading these young guys, teaching them about your culture and your system, and being an example these guys can go to get help for as they kind of get inside your team now, understanding what you want from them on the court, understanding film work, or the hard work in weight room. So talk about his whole dynamic, what he does for your team on and off the court there, man.
Yeah, he's just gotten so much better. I'm so proud of Michael DeVoe. He's gotten better and better each year from where he was as a freshman to where he is now. He's just improved so much. We've done a great job. Our assistant coaches have just done a great job with player development and proofs in the pudding with Michael DeVoe. And, you know, he's playing at an ultra high level right now. And for our team to continue to be successful, we need him to be at an ultra high level. And he's done a great job on the glass. He's rebounding. So been really proud of Michael DeVoe.
Josh, no, I'll be cheering for you on Saturday. You know, the one game I'm cheering for is you, man. You know that already, man. You know that. Hey, I'm trying to be on my side, Campbell. With you, man, I'm biased. I'm cheering for you. And you know I'm cheering for you Saturday, man, against LSU, man. I'll be having on my tech colors as well on Saturday as well, buddy.
Well, I appreciate you, and the feeling's mutual, and I appreciate you having me on, and looking forward to seeing you Saturday at State Farm.
All right, Josh, be safe, man. See you Saturday, buddy.
See you Saturday. Appreciate you so much, my friend.
You're welcome, buddy. See you, man.
Take care.
All right.